In an age of global terror, how should nations treat detainees who claim to fight for religious ideology and bear no loyalty to an actual state? The question bedevils governments and human rights organizations and is the focus of a pending UN report. United Nations Special Rapporteur on Human Rights, Manfred Novak.
The main focus is on the United States of America because they have developed a very, very sophisticated program of extraordinary rendition flights where persons have been kidnapped who are suspected of terrorism and flown around the world to different countries for the purpose of interrogation, for the purpose of keeping them in secret places, for getting information about future terrorist attacks.
Novak is particularly critical of former high-ranking U.S. officials who served under President George W. Bush. He says the United States took the lead in battling terrorism after 2001 and, in so doing, violated international and U.S. law.
Enforced disappearances, torture, are also crimes under domestic law, also domestic U.S. law. So finally, on the basis of our findings and domestic investigations, there should also action being taken against the perpetrators themselves and those superiors who ordered this type of secret detention and enhanced interrogation methods.
For Novak, justice means jail time. The UN report makes clear that secret detentions and abusive treatment are a global phenomenon. It lists scores of nations as abusers of detainees, and that has provoked a backlash. Several Islamic and African nations, as well as Russia, say the report is inaccurate and that its authors had no mandate to write it. Discussion of the report has been postponed until June. In the United States, some former Bush administration officials are disdainful of the UN's human rights body and reject its allegations. John Bolton served as U.S. ambassador to the United Nations from 2005 through 2006.
This notion that somehow international law precludes detention centers because it violates somebody's norms of international law is an ivory tower, left-wing, ideological fantasy that should be rejected by the Human Rights Council at the UN, which in fact should focus on human rights violations by countries like Iran, North Korea, and Burma.
Bolton says waterboarding and other controversial interrogation techniques may or may not be torture depending on how they are used. He says the Bush administration went to great lengths to assess those techniques and guard against torture.
People say we are torturing these poor terrorists that we've picked up. Implies we put them on the rack, we're pulling out their fingernails, we're using cattle prods. None of that is true. None of that has any basis in fact.
Bolton adds that if and when the UN report is issued, it will have zero legal impact within the United States. Human rights groups say whether or not anyone is ultimately prosecuted, bringing detainee abuses to light makes it harder for governments to commit those abuses. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.